Even though he has had many Christians tortured and killed, the gospel continues to spread. Despite all warnings, Gregory insists on a private audience with the king. After a scuffle and a long silence, the two men emerge from the king's chambers as friends. Armenia becomes the first country to legalize Christianity. The king's family is baptized, and the bold prisoner earns the name Gregory the Illuminator.
For more on the Voice of the Martyrs, go online to persecution.com.
May I have your attention?
The best of the old. The best of the new. The best variety in music.
It's great variety of music.
Different music.
Tons of music.
It's awesome.
On.
Online anytime. 24/7 at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Magazine. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Give him some praise and let him know you appreciate him. Thank you, Lord, for how good you are, how mighty, how wonderful, how awesome you are in our lives. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We lift you up, Lord. Fill our cup. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you now for, we thank you for this day and this hour of worship and thanksgiving and praise and remembrance of your goodwill toward us. Father, we ask that you'd bless and keep us, and Lord, that you would touch each heart and mind, every soul and spirit. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, that you would shine upon us the light of your glory. And Father, we pray that we would also be lit up, that our light will shine in the dark world. Yeah. Father, we pray that you'd give me clarity of thought today and precision of speech, and let my tongue be as the pen of a ready writer, the hearts of the hearers today be the tablet in which I shall write upon the word of faith. Your word, God, the word that brings healing and deliverance and power, peace and reconciliation to those that hear, believe what you have said. Father, we thank you now. We thank you for your love and grace. We thank you for your tender mercies that were new this morning when we woke up. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your steadfast love that never ceases. And we give you praise and glory. We honor you today, Lord God. And Father, after you've healed and delivered and set free, done all that you want to do in this place, we'll be careful to give you the praise and the honor and the glory. And we will join in with the many winged seraphim, the many eyed cherubim that chant and declare one to another that you are holy, God. You are holy, God. You are holy, and your glory fills the earth and your spirit fills us. And we thank you now. In the name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 I want to use just for a thought title tag to this simple message, and for whoever you are that came today to hear it, the sacrifice, or sacrificing the voice of thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Sacrificing the voice of thanksgiving. Amen. You don't surprise God when you rebel. You don't surprise God when you make a decision that seems, that you think is favorable for you, but God is saying, look, you're going to do my will anyway. The Bible says that many are the devices of a man's heart, but it's God's will and counsel that will stand. I don't care what you decide. God will bring you right back to where you need to be. Y'all with me here? He said Jonah prayed. And why did Jonah pray? Because the fish swallowed him up, and Jonah didn't even know where he was at. Let's read it. He said, Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly and said, I cried by reason of my afflictions, and he heard me, and out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. Look at what Jonah's saying now. We see Jonah, he ran, but look at the place that he's praying. Now, Jonah is in a situation where he wouldn't pray when he really should have prayed on the boat. Now he's in a situation where he really got to pray. You know, sometimes we don't want to pray when we're supposed to, but then we have to pray. And so now look at what Jonah is. Jonah don't know where he is. He just know that they put him in the, threw him in the sea, and all he thought that he died, because look at what he says. He said that I of the belly of hell. He said, I know I disobeyed God. I must be in hell. Out of the belly of hell, I cried. Jonah was in a dark place where he couldn't see anything. And sometimes when you can't see your way, it's time to pray. Amen. When you can't see your way, then God puts you in a position to where it ain't nobody but you and him. But look, you're too busy getting mad at the people who threw you overboard. Don't get mad at the folks that threw you overboard. They just did what God wanted them to do. They did something for you to help you to get back into the will of God. Do I have a witness here? And so Jonah prayed, and he prayed where? Out of the fish's belly. He prayed from where he was. He was not in the best place, but he prayed from the place where he was. Sometimes we're not in the best place mentally. Sometimes we're not in the best place physically. Sometimes spiritually we're not in the best place, but I will pray no matter where I am. Y'all still with me here? And so Jonah prayed in the midst and out of the fish belly. And you know, sometimes we think God can't hear us. We think we got to go to church to pray. We think we got to be in a certain place to pray. No, God can hear your prayer no matter where you are. He told us that man ought to always pray and not to what? Faint. Jonah realized that he was in a bad place and he didn't faint. He decided that he was going to start praying. Look at what verse 2 said. He said, and I cried by reason of my affliction. Look, now Jonah was all right while he was sleeping on the boat. But now he's in a bad place. He started thinking about, I can't see nothing. I'm by myself. I'm all alone. I can't feel nothing. I really don't know where I am. And so he said, I cried because of what I was going through. Sometimes we don't pray until we start to feel the effects of what we're going through. He said, I cried by reason of my affliction. Because it was hurting me, it was destroying me. And he said, I cried unto the Lord, and he what? Heard me. Now, I noticed this in verse 2, that he said, he heard me, and then out of the belly of hell cried I, and the Lord heard my voice. Now I looked at that, and I said, why would Jonah say the same thing in one verse? He said it twice, you know. And when I looked at that, I said, you know, it's kind of like when you're relieved that something happened and you just keep repeating. You ever talk to somebody that kept repeating themselves and they were just grateful that they got out of situation? They kept talking about it. Well, Jonah was saying, look, I cried from where I was and the Lord heard me. You don't understand. The Lord heard me, y'all. You don't understand. He heard my cry. I don't think you get it. The Lord heard me from where I was. Y'all still with me here? Oh, come on and say amen. Now, he said, the Lord heard me. He said, I cried from hell. I cried from going through a problem here that took me to hell. And the Lord, not only did I cry and the Lord heard me, but he heard it, my voice. My voice. He didn't just see my affliction, because God knows where I'm at. But he heard my voice. Look at this, though. This will bless me. Even in his disobedience, God heard him. I know we say that God don't hear us when we disobey. But God knows the difference in your cry of praying amiss or praying in deceit. And he knows the difference that you when you cry and you pray and you say, Lord, I really need some help. Verse 3, for thou hast cast me into the deep. Look at Jonah. Jonah was praying, but now let's look at the particulars of his problem and his prayer. He said, for thou hast cast me into the deep in the midst of the seas and the floods, compassed me about in all the billows, and thy waves pass over me. Look at what Jonah said. He said, I'm in the deep. I'm in the midst of the seas, the flood. This is all the things that happened to me. And he began to talk about all the stuff that happened to him. And in verse 4, he says, "And then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple." Jonah said, "I've been through some stuff, and I thought, God, you wasn't looking at me, but then I remembered that I'm going to look towards your holy temple." In other words, my heart is set to worship you. In the midst of my problem, when I thought you had forgotten about me, when I thought you couldn't see me, I still have a desire to worship. Oh, don't hear me here. He said, "I still have a desire to worship, even though I've been cast in the deep, even though the seas got me and the waves have bumped me around, and even though the billows and waves passed over me to where I was out of control, Lord, I still want to worship." Look at this. He said, "The waters compassed about me," verse 5, "even to the soul. To the depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped around my head." Jonah saying this. Jonah said, "Even though I was cast in a sea that seemed to be raging and out of control, God, you were still in control. Amen. You caused the wind to blow. You caused the sea to pass over me. You caused the billows to roll." Somebody say amen here. He said, "But through it all, I still looked again to think about worshiping you. I started thinking about what I should have been doing." Come on and say amen. He said, "The waters compassed. I was surrounded by water." He said, "Not only that, but it affected my very soul." What does that mean, Jonah? The word soul there, Jonah, the word soul is your mind, will, and your emotions. Jonah said, "All I can think about is what was going on around me. All my will was is try to make it." Amen. My emotions had got the best of me because of the environment around me. But God, you're still in control. Sometimes the emotions would get the best of us because of the things that's happening around us. But we got to know that God is still in control. Y'all still with me here? Y'all going to sleep? He said then in verse 6, "I went down to the bottoms of the mountains." And what Jonah means here is that when you start to think about the ocean has mountains and everything in it too. And so all land is the highest point of those mountains, right? And Jonah is saying that I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. He said the earth were with her bars. In other words, I was in a prison, in an earthen prison, and I didn't know how to get out. I couldn't see my way out. Somebody say amen. Amen. Anybody ever been bound up and it seemed like I don't see my way out? How am I going to get through this? I don't know which way to turn. I don't know which way to go. I just can't seem to make it because everywhere I look, there's mountains all around me. You lost your faith and you're saying, look at the mountain. But remember, the Bible said if you have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain and tell it to be moved and cast in the what? Sea. Come on and say amen. So Jonah says that I'm in a place, he said, that he had brought my life up out of the corruption. Look at what God did. He said, "God, I was in a bad place, but you brought my life out of corruption. I was in a bad spot, but Lord, you were my deliverer. You are the one that snatched me out of the horrible pit and placed my feet on a rock." Somebody say amen. But look at verse 7. When he looks at, we look at verse 7, he said, "When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord." Look at what Jonah's saying now. Jonah said, "My soul fainted within me. I had no other hope. I had to remember God. There was nothing I could do. I couldn't think my way out of it. I had no will to get out of it. And my emotions had gotten the best of me. And so because of all of that, I could not get my way out of this. But because I remembered the Lord." Is there anybody in the house that said, "I've been through some stuff, but oh, I remembered the Lord"? Come on and say amen. Jonah said that my soul fainted. I had just given out. I had got to my breaking point. But then when I remembered the Lord, and look at this in verse 7, he said, "And my prayer came up unto thee in thy holy temple." He said, look, I had gotten to the point to where I knew I couldn't do it for myself. You see, sometimes God will let you get to a place where you can't do it yourself. The Bible tells us, he said, when I'm weak, then you are strong. Come on and say amen. We got to understand that his grace is sufficient for us, and his strength is made perfect when we become weak. And so sometimes you're just too strong for God to deal with. You're just too strong for God to use. And so sometimes God has to weaken you where you thought you were strong so that he can eventually restore you and use you and deliver you and let you know, come on and say amen here, that he's the God that can deliver. He's the one that'll pick you up and turn you around. He's the God that will snatch you out of the horrible place and create a way of escape for you. Come on and say amen in here. And so Jonah was saying, look, I remembered, my soul had fainted, but I remembered you, and Lord, you remembered me, because by that time I know my prayer had finally came up from where I was. My prayer had finally reached heaven. Do you know what Jonah was saying? Is that the fish couldn't stop his prayer. The storm couldn't stop his prayer. The waves and the wind and the billows couldn't stop his prayer. No matter where you are, in the environment that you get yourself in, no matter what your predicament becomes, you need to know that your prayers will go beyond that. That God will hear you even if you get into a bad place. God will lift you up. David said that if I go to hell, God, you are right there. Come on and say amen. Jonah was telling, he said, I'm in the belly of hell, in the place, hell, that word Sheol in the Hebrew, what it means is the place of the righteous dead, the place where the dead went to rest before Jesus came. He said that I made my place in hell, and God, you have delivered me from it. Come on and say amen. He said, so in verse 8, he said, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. He said, if you trust in anything else, if you believe in any other God, he said, look at this here. He said, if you believe in anything else, if you trust and observe any lying vanities, you forsake your own mercy. You forsake the ability for God to deliver you from some stuff. Come on and say amen. See, problem is we've been trusting in people. We've been looking for folks to deliver us. That's a lying vanity. We've been looking for people to help us out and then get mad when they don't help us. God disabled them so they couldn't help you, so you can realize that he's able. He's able to deliver. He's able to set you free. He's able to heal you when the doctors can't heal you. I wish I had somebody. He's able to get you free when the lawyer can't help. I wish I had a few people in the house. Oh, but look at this. I'm going to get through here. He said that you forsake your own mercy. You know what mercy is? Mercy is God not giving you what you deserve. In other words, you deserve death, but he didn't give it to you. You deserve punishment, but you know you was wrong, but God decided not to give you what you deserve. Oh, come on and say amen. He decided not to give you what he owed you. I'm so glad today God didn't give me what I deserved. He didn't give me what I was owed. I'm so glad today that he didn't punish me for the times I didn't do what he said. I'm so glad that he didn't punish me for the times that my foot slipped. I ain't say almost. I said my foot slipped. Come on and say amen. I'm so glad that he didn't punish me for the times I disobeyed him willingly because I had something else in my heart that I wanted to do. I'm so glad that his mercy follows me all the days of my life. Do I have anybody in the house that can testify with me that I don't deserve what the Lord has given me, but the Lord sure didn't give me what I deserve? Preach in this house. We got to understand something today, y'all. We got to understand that if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? I don't know where I'd be. I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be at church this morning, but I'm so glad that his mercy saved me. His grace came up and rearranged my life and showed me how much he loved me. Come on and say amen. And so God loved the people of Nineveh so much that, look, he saved the one person. I got to ask you a question. Who is God saving you for? Oh, come on and say amen here. Who is God saving you for? Is it somebody in your family? Is it a friend? Is it an enemy that God is saving you for so that you can show them the goodness of the Lord? Do I have a witness in the house? Jonah was saved from death. Look at this. He said in verse 9, and I'm going to get out of here. He said, but I will sacrifice unto thee the voice of thanksgiving. That's where our title comes from. The voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Jonah is saying this. He said, look, because of what God has done, He said, I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. What was Jonah saying? Jonah said, look, I might not have any voice left because I've been crying out with prayer all night. I've been in this belly of this fish for 3 days and three nights. And the entire time I've been crying out. Come on and say amen. I've been calling on the Lord. He said, but you know what? It's a sacrifice. While I'm in the belly of hell, while I'm in the situation that I'm in, it's hard for me to lift up my voice and rejoice. But I'm going to lift up my voice and rejoice in the Lord. That's why the Bible tells us that we ought to rejoice always. And again, I say rejoice. We ought to rejoice. And come on and say hallelujah. Come on, because joy comes in the morning. The Bible said weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. He said, look, I'm sacrificing. What does it mean to sacrifice? It means I'm giving all I got to just tell the Lord, thank you. Is there anybody in the house that said, I don't feel like it? Sometimes my steps get a little slow. Sometimes my voice get weak, but I'm still going to lift my voice because it really helps. Hurts for me to do it, but I'm still gonna say, Lord, thank you. I ain't all the way out of the woods. I'm still a little bit sick, but I still gonna lift up my voice and say, Lord, I thank you. I didn't come all the way out of my mess. I'm still in the fish's belly, but I'm still calling on the Lord and telling the Lord, thank you. The Bible says that if we're gonna pray, he said, make your request be made known through thanksgiving. So Lord, I thank you that you healed me already. Lord, I thank you that you made a way where there wasn't no way. Lord, I thank you that you opened the door. But Lord, I thank you that you let them shut the door. So now you can open up a window and pour me out a blessing that I don't have room to receive. Do I have a witness? Somebody say yes. Yes. Jonah said, I'm going to sacrifice with the voice of thanksgiving. Some of our voices, they change for different reasons. You can tell somebody's voice. When they're getting ready to lie to you, they change their voice. When they're getting ready to talk about somebody, they change their voice. They change their voice. We got to watch it now. So when you change your voice, I wish I had somebody. When the preacher get ready to go to a high note, he changes his voice. So I came to declare and to dare you to change your voice. We complain to God so much now. We need to change our voice and sacrifice. I know you don't feel like it. I know you don't have the strength, but I dare you to praise him and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for what you've done. I thank you for the waves. I thank you for the people on the ship that threw me overboard. I thank you for the fish that I'm sitting here in the belly of. I didn't know your plan, but I'm so glad you had one, because I didn't plan to do what you said. But God, I thank you that you made a way in the middle of the night. You made a way in the heat of the moment. You made a way. Anybody in the house said, I'm sacrificing. Yes, it's bad and it don't look good. It's real grim, but I'm so glad that the Lord's on my side. Won't he make a way? Somebody say yes and give God praise. He said, I sacrifice. But not only that, Jonah said, I made a vow. You know how we make vows when we go through trials. Lord, if you bring me out, Lord, if you get me well, I do this and that. Then we forget about God. Go back to what we were doing. Like a dog back to vomit. Like a hog back to slop. We go back to doing what we were doing. But Jonah said, I pay this vow. See, you owe it to God to pay him this vow and say, Lord, I praise you. Your money can't do it. I wish I had somebody. Your clothing can't do it. Your person can't do it, but your praise He said, give me the sacrifice of praise. Do I have anybody? They say, I know I can't do it by giving him money because all the cattle on 1,000 hills, all the silver and all the gold, it belongs to God. Somebody say yes. I'm about to go to my seat. But then he said this. He say, salvation is of the Lord. The word salvation is so broad. He said, liberty is of the Lord. Healing is of the Lord. Deliverance is of the Lord. Peace. Anybody need peace? But let me tell you what he said. He said he'll keep you in perfect peace if you can keep your mind stayed on him. Keep your mind on the Lord. Jesus said, I give you my peace, not like the world give it, but I give you peace that surpasses all understanding. Somebody say yes and give God praise. But no longer did Jonah stay in the fish belly. Look at verse 10. He said, and the Lord spake. I'm so glad that when people stop speaking, the Lord still speaks. Somebody don't like you and they stop speaking to you, that's all right, because God's still speaking. The Bible says that the Lord spake and told the fish, and the fish vomited Jonah out on dry land. I wish I had somebody. You got to see what he did. The Lord spoke a word. He didn't have to stop the fish. I know when we pray, we say, come down, Lord, and do this and that. The Lord can speak. All we need is a word. Do I have anybody to say, I got faith that if you speak a word like Jairus did, he said, Lord, don't come to my house, but speak a word. I wish I had somebody. I mean, it was a centurion soldier. Said, I got a servant, Jesus, that's been sick, but speak a word. Do I have anybody? They said, all I need is a word from the Lord. Then things will cease. Problems will go away. I can get joy if you speak a word. Anybody know it? Come on, sacrifice and give God thanks. Say yes here. Glory be to God. Jonah knew it, that the Lord delivered, and the fish got sick because of a word. I want to tell you something. Your situation that you're sick of, when God speak a word, the situation will get sick of you and let you go. Somebody say yes. Say glory. Your situation. Tell somebody, I was sick of it, but God spoke a word. Now it's sick of me. Gotta let me go. Somebody say yes. Let me out of here. I got work to do. I gotta preach a word. I gotta go to Nineveh and tell them what thus said the Lord. Somebody say yes. I'm so glad. Anybody glad that the Lord will speak in the midnight hour, that the Lord will speak to your dead issues and give you life? The Lord will. Yes, he can. And the Bible says that the fish spit him out on dry land. Somebody say yes. Here was Jonah in the belly of a fish. Here was Jonah miles away, 2,500 miles. But the fish swam and swam with Jonah in his belly. Got up by Nineveh, 3 days' journey, spit him out and said, walk on, Jonah. Somebody say yes and give God praise. Come on and shout glory. I'm so glad. Anybody glad? It is hard for your problems to swallow you. It's hard, even though they might swallow you, for them to digest you, because what you're made of is the word of God. Somebody say yes and give God praise. Give him thanksgiving. I'm pressing for my blessing. I'm giving God praise, because if it hadn't been for the Lord, somebody say yes. I want to show you something. and I'm going to my seat. I promise this time, Jonah represents, like Jesus said, I'll be in the belly of the earth 3 days and three nights. The only sign you'll see is like Jonah, who was in the fish's belly for 3 days and three nights. Jonah said, I'm in hell. I'm in Sheol. When Jesus died on that old rugged cross, he went down to hell, stayed 3 days, and he stayed three nights. Somebody say yes, but early. Somebody say, Allah. Sunday morning, he got up with all power. Anybody know it? Somebody say yes. Power to make you walk right. Power to heal you. Power to save you. Say yes. Now, are you thankful? Can you muster up a little bit of praise? Children acting funny. Money is funny. Change is strange. Family in disarray. But I muster up a praise and lift my hands and wave them to the Lord and say thank you. Say thank you. Say, what he doing? Tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, what he doing? Won't he heal you? Won't he fix you? Say yes. Won't he? Will he? Won't he?